T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Outside, clear skies, looking pretty nice. A little cold this morning, though, in the 40s. We'll be back up into the 70s later on today.
Numbers released this morning from the National Assessment of Educational Progress show that student test scores declined across the country among both high and low performing students for both fourth and eighth graders in math and reading.
During pandemic years 2019 to 22, average math scores for fourth and eighth grade students had their largest decline in the history of the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Between 5 and 8 points, that entity in the Federal Education Department has assessed what students know since 1969. It says the drop in math shows the importance of instruction and the role of schools. Reading scores declined, but not as sharply.
That's Chuck Sieverton.
Not one state saw an increase in scores, which fell to levels not seen in 2 decades. WBEN's Tom Puckett with more on coming to grips with the impact of school shutdowns.
Looking at student assessments, Sweet Home Superintendent Michael Genestri says there was a learning loss because of online learning caused by the pandemic.
We did see a dip, and we're working to correct that, and we're seeing some positive results now because of the work we're doing.
There's been improvement, and Genestri credits his staff.
The great effort of our teachers and administrators to close the gaps and be dedicated and talk about it, where the gaps were, and then come up with interventions to close those gaps. So we're seeing some positive results of our work, and it's been nice.
Progress in math was hit by the pandemic at Buffalo Public Schools. Board President Luke Petrucci says there are additional challenges for teachers.
In an individual classroom, teachers are facing additional challenges because among their student population in that classroom, they can have kids at various different levels. You know, so you could have a kid that's mastered the topic, but a kid who's, you know, fallen behind because of the method of instruction during the pandemic.
Petrucci says there's a baseline in place, and now the district can set goals for students for the end of the year. You can hear the full conversations online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Thank you, Tom. We'll have more on that coming up throughout the morning here on WBEN. The National Association for Business Economists' latest survey says all economic signs point toward a recession likely next year.
NABE President Julia Coronado says two-thirds of members report sales are dropping sharply and profits are being squeezed, all due to continued inflation pressures.
The biggest takeaway is that the economy is indeed slowing.
She says there are all signs a recession is on the horizon.
It is not yet in recessionary territory. It is still a positive number, but it has come down quite sharply from last year.
For now, though, hiring is strong and wages are still relatively high. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Okay, we'll keep our eye on that. Around Western New York, churches reacting to a federal judge ruling saying they're no longer required to be a gun-free zone. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
A federal judge in Buffalo this past Thursday issued a temporary restraining order blocking part of a New York state law that makes it a crime for people to carry guns in a place of worship. This case sees a U.S. district judge siding with two Buffalo area clerics, teaming up with two gun rights organizations who sued and sought a temporary restraining order to stop the enforcement of the law while the case proceeds. New York lawmakers rewrote the state's gun law this summer after the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated the state's century-old system of granting permits to carry handguns outside the home. For many churches and other places of worship across the region, it will be a discussion that is bound to come up among the congregation before, during, and also following services.
I think the real talking point is for people to feel safe. People sometimes just don't feel safe in their own homes, stores, and parking lots, in their neighborhoods, even in their schools. It really speaks, I think, to a need for all of us, certainly to be aware of our surroundings and possible dangers in our surroundings, but I think also just to be reminded that violence is not an answer and that it just perpetuates the cycle of violence if we act violently in violent situations.
That was Father Robert Zapfel from St. Leo the Great in Amherst. For some local clerics, there has been concern over the years for the well-being of members of the church, especially when it comes to people trying to steal any financial offerings from churchgoers in attendance. While state lawmakers may have been attempting to rectify changes to the state's gun laws after the Supreme Court's decision, some clerical leaders, like Reverend Kinzer Pointer from Liberty Missionary Baptist Church in Buffalo, feels the legislature didn't do their due diligence.
We've had the ability in New York for as long as I can remember, but we've had the ability to arm members of the congregation for the purposes of securing the financial offerings that we raise in our congregations. We're in a more modern age right now. But what this did was this criminalized those officers of the church who had been licensed for the purposes of being able to conduct those financial businesses at the church and to do it knowing that at least if while they were conducting that business, someone were to decide to target the church, they would be prepared in the way that law enforcement officers are prepared, the difference being that they're already there.
More local reaction with regards to concealed carry in local places of worship is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Thank you, Brayton. A 52-year-old Buffalo woman is in stable condition after a shooting early Sunday in Buffalo. Buffalo police say the incident happened just before 4 a.m. at Bailey and Kermit Avenue. The woman was struck in the elbow while inside a vehicle, then transported to ECMC. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the confidential tip call line at 716-847-2255.
A Buffalo man, meanwhile, arrested after allegedly hitting two people with his vehicle early Saturday morning on East Amherst Street. 35-year-old Siobhan Mustat was charged with vehicular assault and DWI. Two victims sent to ECMC, one of them a 58-year-old man in serious condition.
British members of Parliament will vote this week for a new prime minister after the last one bowed out after just over 6 weeks in office. Sunday, a former prime minister who was sacked a few months ago bowed out of the race.
Boris Johnson says he will not be running for prime minister, releasing a statement saying, "I'm afraid the best thing is that I do not allow my nomination to go forward and commit my support to whoever succeeds." Johnson hoping to drum up enough support to officially make a comeback as leader of the United Kingdom. He needed a minimum of 100 members of parliament to support him and advance him to the next stage. He claims he did, but came to the conclusion that, quote, "you can't govern effectively unless you have a united party."
That's Lama Hassan in London.
5:08 now on WBEN. The Bills were on a bye this week, but plenty of football yesterday. Tua back in Miami.
Hill in motion, back to throw. Gets a little bit of motion, flips it out. The motion's got the first down touchdown, Miami.
Wow.
Raheem Mostert.
Tua Tagovailoa bought some time. Pulled up in the pocket, saw Mostert out there all open. Jimmy wasn't looking to run. He was looking for an open receiver, and he got in Mostert for the touchdown.
Dolphins beat the Steelers last night 16-10. Had a little bit of trouble with Pittsburgh, though. And in Green Bay, who comes to town this Sunday night, they continue to slide.
First and 10 at the 37. RPO again. Heineke going to take a shot towards McLaurin. Near sideline. It's caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! A 37-yard bomb from Heineke to McLaurin!
Packers lose to Washington 23-21. That's their third straight loss. They come into Buffalo this week with a losing record.
Yeah, I saw the very end of that game, a video highlight. It's like they were passing a hot potato around way they were throwing it.
It almost worked.
It almost did.
Awesome at the last. And then, of course, it was like almost poetic. It goes to Aaron Rodgers. He throws it across the field, and it just goes through the guy's hand. I think he had like a clear run at the end zone if he would have caught that. Goes through the guy's hands, through his leg, nutmegged him on the football field. And, yeah, now they come into Buffalo. This was supposed to be like possible Super Bowl preview.
Right.
Now it's like, I don't know. might be over by halftime is what I feel like a lot of people are thinking. We'll see what happens. It'll be a fun week heading up to Sunday night.
It really will.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. We're looking at mostly sunny skies again today with temperatures near 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortable. Overnight lows near 50. On Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds will be in the mid-70s. Rain returns on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Esther Goulias, President and CEO of EG Tax, is joining us this morning on WBEN. There are some tax changes due to inflation. Actually, there's a lot of changes. What's the most significant one, Esther? Would it be the increase in the standard deduction?
Yeah, well, you know, people are going to be lulled into this false sense of security. The standard deduction is going up 7%, and so are the tax rates. In other words, they're going to give you more room in each bracket to pay less taxes. So that's another good thing. Standard deduction tax bracket, earned income credit, the maximum tax rates are all going up because of inflation, but people have to realize it's going up 7% because your dollar is 7% less. So thank God that they're doing that. The interesting thing is, like, for instance, with Social Security, that's going up 8.7% this year. So people will be saying hallelujah. They haven't adjusted the floor to make it taxable. So that means that it could be more taxable. And this is for taxes done in 2024. So these changes go in January, but not till you file your return for 2024. Some of the things that are happening on the 2023 return is that there's a rollback on the child tax credit. There's a rollback on daycare credits because they had put these things in the tax code because of COVID. And don't forget, everybody's got to make that third year payment on pensions that they took out back during COVID. And so that might be a negative. So I suggest that people make sure that you make sure you know what's happening. Earned income credits are rolling back this year too in 2023, but in 2024, it's going to go up. In 2024, in the state of New York, a family with three could get earned income credits of over $9,000. So that's next year.
So to kind of roll this back a second, these changes due to inflation that should see people getting a little bit more back on their tax returns, that won't happen for not until maybe the spring of 2024.
Correct.
Okay, and then the benefits that we did see, the enhanced child tax credit, things like that, they're being scaled back a little bit, so we don't see as much of an impact this year.
Actually, they're being scaled back a lot. You could have gotten $3,600 last year on a child under the age of six. $3,000 for children six up till 18. Now it's $2,000. And those child tax credits last year were refundable. They're not, they may be partially refundable. But you take a look at a $1,600 per child tax increase, that's a biggie.
That tax credit, that's back to, you know, quote unquote normal levels, right? I remember they were giving away $300. It was a monthly deposit for a while. Now it's just back to the one-time normal thing we saw before 2020?
That's right, $2,000. That's it. So parents that last year got this gigantic windfall, $14,000, $15,000, that's not going to be there. So I want to make sure that people understand that you should check your withholding, because if you think that it's business as usual based upon your 2021 return, that's not the case.
Okay, good to know there. Retirement savings contributions, I've heard the allowance of what you can contribute is going up.
Right. Everything is being indexed for inflation. But again, that's for 2023, which is coming up starting in January. So you can put more money into your pension plan, which is really a good idea. But with the stock market being so roller coastery, I don't know if that's a word, people are less inclined to put money away. But I have to encourage you, put it away, because if you're in the 20% bracket, if you put away $10,000, you're going to save $2,000 in taxes anyway. So even if, and you want to make sure you talk to your financial advisor to make sure that you're in the kind of investments that you feel comfortable with, but don't stop contributing.
There are changes coming, right, to credits parents got for daycare.
Negative changes.
What did that look like? What will it look like now?
Well, Matt, it used to be you could have got a refundable credit for daycare for up to 50% of what you paid, but now it's just rolling back to 30% if you're lower income, 20% if you're everybody else. So that's a gigantic spread, too. And I mean, a lot of negative things happening for parents with children. Whereas last year, you look at Junior sitting across the breakfast table and you said, that's my little tax deduction. Now it's like business as usual. We just love Junior for being Junior.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's, you know, I guess it's kind of if you're a glass half full, glass half empty person, because you could look at it as, you know, you're losing out on a lot if you're a parent of young kids, or you could say that last year you just got this like crazy bonus in the tax credit and the daycare credit.
Right. I think really that's the latter is what it is. They were giving away money like crazy because of COVID, you know. And last year they had this one-time deal. The other thing is the energy credit is gone this year too. So people that put in new doors, windows, furnace, hot water tanks, that's gone this year. Let's see, what the heck else? This year is not going to be a great year for people that are looking for big refunds, based upon what you saw last year. The earned income credit last year also started when you were very young. You could be a teenager and get the earned income credit. That's rolled back to 2024. Seniors still get the earned income credit, like it was the year before, but the earned income credit, you don't get that until age, 24.
You know, Esther, there's a report this morning that it's a business economist forecast that we're headed toward a recession next year. I mean, so is it likely that we're going to see even more changes with all of these things?
Well, you know, November is coming, right? So, I mean, you got a new Congress in there who is making lots of promises. Do they ever keep the tax code the same? You know, my head is like a plate of spaghetti with all the changes in the tax law over the years. I mean, definitely they're going to change it, for sure. There's no doubt about it. I don't know what they'll change, but they're going to change it, that's for sure. They always do.
And you're always there to keep us up on it, Esther. We thank you.
We're trying. Have a good week, you guys.
You too. Esther Gulyas, CEO, EG Tax, joining us with a look at, wow, all the changes coming.
A lot
to wrap your head around.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.